Hey guys, it's Adam. And I want to ask you a question. Have you wondered about other ways that you can create more reach in your business, you know, with your marketing to get the message out there about the wonderful things that you do in your design business? Have you thought about being a podcast guest? Yes, today we're going to talk about the benefits of you, yes, you, little old you. Being a podcast guest, the benefits of you getting on podcasts and talking about what you do. I want you to have a think about it. Let's have a chat. Hey guys, it's Adam and welcome to season three. It's a new season of So You Want to Be an Interior Designer, and we're on episode 26 already. So welcome. I'm glad to have you here. If you're listening on the podcast audio, that's fabulous. Also come and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'd love it if you could join me there as well for the video, if you want to watch on the video. But who is this show for? First of all, I've got to tell you, it's for you flailing. You know, we could say okay to fail for you flailing interior designers, freelance interior designers or decorators out there that need some help in driving that career of yours. I help you find your own true voice so that you can have a wonderful and fulfilling career working with clients that are attracted to your unique story, gift, and vision. So I want that for you. That's the reason I'm doing this. And I also want to encourage you to come and join me in August. I'm organizing a fabulous summit with 21 industry experts, and it's all about getting design clients. If you would like to join me for the summit, it's free. It's a three-day event. Go over to the new website, Get Design Clients Summit. Have I got that right? .com. And jump on the wait list so I can keep you up to date with the summit that's coming up. If you are having trouble filling that client pipeline, it's absolutely fine. We all have trouble at times, but I am going to crack the code, hopefully, with some of these industry experts over the three-day period, and I'm inviting you free. So jump on getdesignclientssummit.com, join the wait list, and I will keep you up to date as we move forward. The other thing, if you would like to take my quiz, it is adamscoogle.com/quiz. That's the destination. But if you are struggling in your design career and you'd like my feedback in a report that is designed just for you, answer 15 questions. It takes about two or three minutes. It's adamscoogle.com/quiz, the link below. But let me jump into the topic. Thank you for bearing with me while I got onto that. But what I want to talk about today is jumping onto other people's podcasts. And there are three reasons I think that you should do this. I always want to give you three reasons why I'm talking about something. But before I jump into why you should jump on or ask to be a guest on a podcast, there is a disclaimer here. So before you consider this as an option for marketing, which I really do think you should, it's really important that we create a niche within our business of some kind. Now, the reason that I mention this is because when you jump onto a podcast as a guest, if you're just everybody's nothing sort of designer, I take that, you know, what I'm trying to say there is if you're everybody's everything and you kind of do interiors for people, you might have a catch cry that says that you design interiors for people that truly expresses who they are. Big deal. Everybody does that, right? It's No, I'm not pointing my finger at anybody. I've been there too, and I had a similar tagline that was kind of didn't really aim to help anybody specifically. But it's better to have a niche if you're going to be a guest on a podcast because you need to have an angle. When you're pitching a podcast, and you do need to pitch, there's lots of podcasts out there in the world. You want to be pitching one that speaks to an audience that really are your ideal audience or the right type of audience for you to be able to get connected with. And if you don't have some sort of niche or something that you can talk about that's very specific about what you do, then you're not really going to be that much of an interest to the audience or really the host if you don't come across with a reason that they would want to highlight what you do on their podcast. But so you need to get a niche, you know, and For examples of niches, I'm just going to bring up the ones that I've mentioned recently. So I've been having wonderful conversations with people. I recently had a conversation with a lovely lady that was niching in antique sourcing for her hopefully mid-30s male clients that are setting up their apartment in New York City. What a wonderful niche. But this, she's a fabulous, lovely lady. And that's really her niche. And I love her niche. But going around and sourcing antiques, imagine jumping on a podcast as a guest and you talk about the top tips to sourcing the right type of antique find for your apartment, for example. Or, you know, the reasons why you should consider certain antiques over others. There's another another person I connected with that was niching into helping people transform their lives after loss, and specifically moving into aging with care, you know, as a lot of people do in their lives, they lose a partner. And this particular lady had lost her father, pardon me, and she helped her mother to really sort out her life, sort out her new home, and that really morphs into other opportunities with clients that are in the same boat. You know, imagine how many, say, women out there are looking to decorate their homes after they have lost their significant other. Their kids haven't been in the home for a long time, so they could be mature in age. But imagine what you can talk about on a podcast that's talking to an audience of mature people that have gone through reassigning their new identity into this new chapter of their lives, where they're downsizing and working out how to simplify their lives and how to create a beautiful home and future after going through something similar to what I just mentioned with that particular lovely person I spoke to. That's a niche. Aging with care is a niche. Antiquing and sourcing wonderful pre-loved finds is another. That's the type of thing. I might just leave it there. But what's the reason why you might take that niche of yours? And if you haven't got a niche, have a think about how you can develop one. And what can you then do to take that as a topic, an interesting topic that you could talk about on another person's podcast? Have a think about it. Now, the reason, number one, I'm going to give you three as to why you should be thinking about jumping on other people's podcasts as a marketing opportunity, is because you are now seen as an expert. Number one, you are seen as an expert. When you are invited on, you approach a podcast and you become the guest on the podcast, then you've got an opportunity to really speak to the value of what it is that you do in your design career and examples of when you've helped people through whatever it is. It can be a lighthearted topic. How awesome is it to think about repurposing and you know, potentially reusing our old pieces and sourcing new pieces, new meaning they're new to us, but they've been around for a long time. So we're not adding more to, you know, throwing out our new furniture. We're repurposing old and we're being mindful of the environment. How many kind of topics can we pull out of that and use as a topic for discussion on a podcast, for example? Or, you know, if you have helped somebody go through loss, and you are an expert in aged care and moving into wonderful new surroundings, if that's your niche, then that's a wonderful, there's all sorts of topics you can talk about on podcasts that deal with that type of audience, that mature audience. But when you get on there, if you have something that you can speak to that's interesting, then you are seen as the expert. Once you're on a podcast, you're on there because you stand out above a lot of people around that we just don't hear from. And the issue really is, isn't it, in our careers, is that we don't really have a voice if we're not out and marketing in specific ways. We tend to just flail around hoping somebody will find us, but we really have to step out and pull in these opportunities to help people find us. But we have to instigate a lot of it via these efforts. By getting onto a podcast, number one, you are now seen as the expert in your niche. So there we go. Number two is you tap into a bigger audience than yours. This is awesome. So just imagine if you start to, and I'm doing this at the moment, and I have been on podcasts this year and into late last year, But you are tapping into a bigger audience than your own audience, and that's important. So if you're offering something of value, and we do want to offer something that's of value to that podcast show with that host that's talking to, you know, an audience that could be in a similar realm to our own audience, you're tapping into their audience. So just imagine you're going and asking to be involved in a podcast and specifically to come on as a guest. You've got a wonderful topic that you can talk about that's going to help their audience and provide content for that podcaster, which is always something that they're thinking about is, you know, after 2 or 3 years, I mean, everybody's looking for content, aren't they? So you are coming to the party with an idea to do with your niche, and then you're giving them some content that you're just bringing to the table. And if it's interesting enough and you can connect with the podcast host, then you are ready to go. You're going to be the guest. And you're going to tap into that similar audience, type of people that you want to be speaking to, and potentially able to bring them on and make them part of your audience. Now, to do this, it's really important as well that you have a free opt-in. Could be a PDF that's on your website. So when you're talking about, you know, the top five tips to downsizing after you are, you know, reigniting your life and after loss of a significant other, moving into your new downsized home and making all this up, you can see there could be top five tips that you could give in a PDF to, you know, the people that are in that position that are now single, but still want to create a wonderful new experience in their new life. There could be the top five tips in making sure that you're moving forward in an authentic and, you know, I don't know, loving way to yourself is, I don't know. But you could jump onto a podcast with that audience and come up with a PDF. And that PDF is designed to get that audience member, that listener of that podcast, onto your list and connecting with you. If you haven't got a list at the moment, you're probably wondering what I'm going to say next is you should start one because, you know, when you're getting out there and you're promoting, which we have to do in our business in some way, shape or form, you need to have something that entices people to stay connected with you. And it could be the PDF, the tips on, you know, in the area that I just mentioned, you know, whatever your area of expertise is in your niche, you can create a PDF around it. And you can offer that to your audience. You know, you could even have worksheets in there where they're thinking about their environment and the things are going to change this week and the action steps they're going to take. People love all that. That is something you want to have ready to go when you do get the opportunity to be a podcast guest so that you can then bring those people into your audience and they could potentially become your next design client or depends on what you want to do with your career. There's lots of other ways that you can make money as well other than just providing design services. You can create online courses or sell, you know, digital books or whatever it is. But you want to get them on your email list. And the way you do that is by getting on podcasts and tapping into a bigger audience than yours, which is point two. Point three, it is superb marketing content. So guess what? You're on so-and-so's podcast this week. You're talking about this fabulous topic. You get on really well with the podcast guest. You've got an audio that you can cut up and make into, you know, you could make reels out of this stuff on Instagram. You can put these little videos on YouTube. You know, you can create these little shorts, which just have the audio and potentially you could get some text populated about a couple of nuggets that you're saying throughout the podcast. And then you could promote that on your social media network. You become an expert. You step up and above the person next to you that's doing something similar that is just humming along in the background and putting mood boards up, whatever, but not really getting out there and telling the audience that's available via these other podcast shows what it is that you do and why they should be connecting with you. So there's lots of ways that you can market that. You can promote it, as I said. If you've got your email list, of course you want to be telling your email list about this podcast episode. Great thing about being a podcast guest is there's lots of questions that are going to be asked of you on the show where you will explain the topic that you're talking about today. And that really gives you the platform. Tell, honestly, why it is that you're talking about this topic on the show and what the benefits you can offer based on your experience in this particular niche, what benefits you can offer to the listeners. Then, of course, after you've been able to talk about the topic and be interviewed by the podcast host, you will, of course, ask if you can spruik your PDF download or whatever it is that you want to offer as your opt-in, so you can get those wonderful loyal podcast listeners over to your email list, or maybe you've started a podcast, or you will. They will potentially become your podcast listener. Any podcast listeners can become design clients or just clients of any other form of product that you can produce in the future. Digital course is another thing which I'm really into. So there are three reasons why I feel that you should consider getting onto a podcast. This whole show is about what you can do, my takeaways about what I feel have worked for me. And the whole reason I'm bringing them to the table here is that I think they can work for you. I have found that being a podcast guest has been super, super beneficial. Some experiences are not as fruitful as other in terms of the audience connecting after the show, but some have been wonderfully successful with people emailing me. The same thing can happen to you. If people are connecting with you and they're saying, I really enjoyed your episode, then you're already creating a wonderful new relationship, which is fabulous. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be that we're wondering if this person's going to turn into a client. It's just wonderful to connect with people that are really appreciating what you're giving back in the world to them via this information on a podcast. So really good stuff, and I hope you may consider it. So key takeaway, though, is you've got to have that free opt-in. You've got to create one. But make a list. Have a think about what it is that you could be teaching people out there. What's the thing that jazzes you up, you know? Have a think about what it is you do in your design business that's unique to you, if you're still not quite there with that niche. And then start to focus on it more. What's the thing that you really know you do differently to everybody else? And what's the thing that you know you can bring to the table? It's really your superpower. You know you're great at it. People tell you you're fabulous at it. So I entice you to have a think about that and tell more people about it. Best way to do that, or one of the great ways to do that, is to be a podcast guest. Look up podcasts on Apple iTunes. You can look up any genre, any area related to your business, your design business, and have a look at who's out there. All you have to then do is find the email address of the person who is running the podcast. And a lot of the times they have websites, you know, that you can easily find them on when you sort of find them on the podcast, and then you can connect with them there. You can connect with people via DM on Instagram, which also works. But there's lots of avenues out there. If you haven't thought of this as part of your marketing mix, have a think about talking on a podcast. It's a great way to stand up and let people know what you do and give back to that community, and it can help you build your community. So I'm going to leave that there. Before I go, I do want to again mention that we've got a summit coming up, and it is all around getting you new design clients or strategies around you building your pipeline in your business, which may or may not just involve getting new clients per se. I mean, that is the big focus, but there's some other areas around that you could potentially make money from and fill your pipeline with that may not be just client-connected work, but it's all in the design industry. We're going to be talking all about that. Again, getdesignclientsummit.com. That's the main focus of discussion. There will be 21 or so industry experts from all over the world that I will be bringing on. It's a free summit. It's over a three-day period, and you will have free access to watch this summit when it launches in August. If you want to get on the wait list, getdesignclientssummit.com is the new website. Jump on, and I will keep you up to date on when more details arise about the speakers at the event and so forth. It's going to be fab. If you'd like to take my design quiz, if you want some tips from me on where you might be flailing a little bit, that's okay to flail. We've all been there. Go to adamskugel.com/quiz. to take the quiz. It takes 2 to 3 minutes. It's 15 questions. And you will get feedback in a report just for you on strengths and opportunities and information that hopefully will assist you as you move through the rest of the year working on your design biz and in your design biz. So fabulous. I want to say that I believe in you. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. There's a reason. Have a think about the reason that you got into interior decorating. There is probably part of your heart in what you're doing that it's really important that you express your talent and what you can give to people. That's a really important thing in this life, is that we're giving back and giving back via our creative talents. So I've spoken enough. I would like to see you back here next Tuesday. The podcast is out every Tuesday. If you want to join me over on YouTube, I'd love you to join me on YouTube to watch me over there and leave some comments. That would be wonderful. Like and subscribe to on YouTube. And if you're kind enough to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be wonderful as well. But enough from me. I wish you a wonderful rest of the week, and I'll see you next time. Ciao.